a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So we love a list here on this show.
We sure do.
You love a bit of 10 to 1, a bit of 10 to 1, sometimes 5 to 1.
Yep.
But this list has come out and it's on Pedestrian and I'm like, you know what? This is stupid. So a new report has come out that ranks all of Aussie cities and it ranks them as how they are as customers, although it's like, hey, this is all about customer service. So I'm like, okay, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say it's how we're treated as customers? Like we walk into a shop and how the real estate assistant, retail assistants treat us? Or is it about how we treat staff?
So maybe it's like is it a customer service survey about the customers? Is that what it is?
So BizCover have uncovered the most toxic traits of customers across retail stores, bars, cafes and restaurants in Australia's largest 22 cities, okay?
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's not customer service. That's customers being...
That's customers, not customer service.
Exactly. So based on the responses from Aussie workers and residents, these are the most common behaviours that they've got a problem with, right? Number one is complaining about prices.
Yeah.
Okay, like, well, it depends. I need to know, is it complaining about prices? Like, whoa, $35 for a steak. Okay, you know, that's fine. I'll get that though, but wow, you know. Or is it, excuse me, what gives you the right to charge $35 for this steak? Do you know what I mean?
Well,
what's complaining about prices? I need more information.
Complaining is a spectrum, isn't it, really?
Splitting bills with large groups of people comes in at number two. Now, we went out for lunch recently, right? And there was, six of us?
Yeah.
And we asked, oh, can we split the bill? And they said, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming if it wasn't fine that they would say.
Yeah. We went last Saturday. We went to the Whiskery before we went to the Hall of Fame dinner. We went to the Whiskery on the Bellarine.
Yeah.
And there was three of us, but we needed to split by two and then we wanted to itemise. We were very annoying.
Yeah.
They were beautiful about it.
Yeah, and I've been in a big group before where they say no splitting bills. And you're like, okay, let's just – normally one friend pays it.
Yeah.
And our friend loves this. She loves getting the bill and then itemizing everything for every person and sending you an invoice, which we love.
Oh,
it's so great, right?
Yeah, sure.
It's so
fun.
Good.
Sounds fun.
Number three, deciding they don't want an item and leaving it somewhere random. Now, I also really hate this. I hate – doing that to people. However, I'll put my hand up, I've done it.
Well, so for me, the only time I ever do it is when I order something from the deli.
No, that's the worst.
Wait. I order something from the deli and then they give it to me and I'm like, oh my God, I've got 7.5 kilos of salmon and all I wanted was 400 grams. What do I do with this?
Yeah.
So I take it to a refrigerated part of
they
the shop.
They still can't. It doesn't matter. That's gone.
I get the packet of salmon and I leave my wrapped deli salmon on the shelf there in the refrigerator.
They have to throw that away.
Why?
Because who knows what you've done with that? You could have kept it in your pocket as you walked through the supermarket for 20 minutes, then came back and put it in the thing.
What? Nah.
I'm telling you, they have to get rid of that.
5223 2955 if you work at a supermarket, you know what the go is there.
Seriously.
Come on, Malara Woolies peeps and Coles peeps.
Dude, you have just wasted salmon.
No.
Anyway, just wrapping this up quickly, unnecessarily loud and rowdy behaviour comes in at number four. Number five is bringing food or drink from outside. I've worked in retail before. I've worked in customer service. I would say none of them are in the top five. I would say people that come in right as you're closing.
Yes. And then try clothes on and stuff.
Oh my God. They are the worst people. People that speak down to you like, hey, I'm better than you because you're serving me. No.
Yeah.
That's
or clicking at wait staff,
oh,
that kind of thing.
Oh, clicking at wait staff. That is not good. Right. But what cities have the worst customers in Australia? The top five, Adelaide comes in number five, Canberra number four, number two is Brisbane, number one is Sydney, number three is Geelong.
Great.
Which I don't believe, but we've got a phone call anyway. Good morning. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, it's Donna.
Hi, Donna. Are you calling about Tom's wasted salmon?
Yes, it's true. I worked at a Woolworths store for 17 years, and yes, they have to throw it away because they don't know if you've walked around the store for half an hour with that in your trolley.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that's good to know, Donna. So what about all the other products and stuff, though? Because, like, how do they know that I haven't picked them up and put them back in the right place or put them back somewhere else? Like, if I'm getting
if it's refrigerated, everything has to be thrown
refrigerated,
out.
Refrigerated, that's the key.
Oh,
so,
my
so what you're
gosh.
Saying is when I get really embarrassed, I'm like, oh, God, that's far more than I thought it was going to be. Should I
just
say to the whoever's behind the deli, oh, sorry, I don't want this anymore. What about, okay. Mm. Less embarrassing, what about if I get to the registers and then say to the lady at the register, hey, I've decided I don't want this anymore. No, she has to throw it too, does she?
Yes, everyone.
Okay. Hey, do you get offered that food back in the day, Donna? Did you say, hey, someone's got something?
No.
So I was going to say, that is a great scam. Yeah. If you're having a little barbecue or something.
Give you nothing.
Okay. Hey, Coles gave out drink bottles last year for Christmas. Everyone got a drink bottle. Thanks,
you,
Cole.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
International Space Station, it's up there. It's doing whatever it does and there's people on board and that's great. Do you ever think about them?
Floating. No, I don't ever think about them.
I think about them.
Do you? Of course you do. You bloody lie in your bed, think about them floating up high above you.
I do, because I always feel like, because I'm terrified of heights, don't really like fast rides. Oh, I do, but I don't like heights and fast rides. So I kind of like, even if I was offered the opportunity, I don't think I'd go.
You like a ride to sort of start slow and then build up.
Yeah. Excuse me. Because I'm sort of like, what if I have a panic attack on the International Space Station, you know? Well, that's not, anyway.
You would never go to the toilet. You would be out there for 3 months and you would not use the toilet.
Oh, I know, I couldn't. Could you imagine? I turn around, then all of a sudden it's floated. It's not in the bowl anymore. And then all of a sudden it's like, anyway, whatever. So there's astronauts at the moment that have just gone on to the International Space Station.
Yeah.
Butch Wilmore and Sunny Williams.
Awesome.
Or it could be Suni Williams, but it's S-U-N-I.
Yeah.
Suni, Sunny
Williams.
I'd say
Suni, anyway, yeah.
Astronaut, as far as an astronaut's name goes, Butch, I mean, that seems to be a name that, you know, Butch Wilmore, hi, astronaut.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
It's like, right. Like Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. So they went up on the Starliner, which is Boeing's spaceship, right?
Yeah.
And Boeing, they've been known to have a bit of problems of late.
Yeah.
Not the most, I'm not suggesting, but from what people say, not the most trustworthy of equipment.
Look, what I've read in the news is that there has been a snafu or two. Now, I'm certainly not suggesting that.
No, nor me, because people have passed away in weird circumstances after suggesting that also.
So somehow there's a red dot. It's hovering over your face at the moment. But we're in a studio that is like, you have to look to get outside.
I'm not saying that.
Through four rooms and six panes of glass.
I've seen the TikToks and I'm scared. So I'm not saying it.
No, I'm not suggesting that.
No,
are you suggesting that?
No, but the Boeing Starliner suffered some troubling helium leaks.
Did you say Boeing? I didn't even say Boeing.
I'm just saying it because it's here. And now, so they took up Butch and Sunny, Suni, and then there were some helium leaks, which seems like that's not good.
Oh, if anything's going to leak, though, hilarious that it's helium.
Right, like, yeah. Right.
You can have a bit of fun with that. I reckon there's not many other things leaking that you can have a bit of fun with.
No, exactly, right? That seems to be the best one. If anything's going to leak, you'd want that, right? I'm with you. So now they're like, oh, we can't really bring you back at the moment because of this leak. It's probably not safe. So you're only supposed to be on the International Space Station for a couple of days and, now that's a bit longer and we're just going to wait and see what happens. So these astronauts are like, okay, what's Elon Musk's SpaceX doing? And Boeing's like, no, look. No, it seems bad.
Don't call Elon.
We don't.
We hate that guy.
We don't. This is going to look really bad for us. And Elon rocked up to the meeting and was like, hey, SpaceX is here if you need us.
Yeah.
We've helped NASA before back in 2022.
Yeah.
We can help again.
I'll fly it myself. No pants. Watch.
Crew Dragon here. Huh. Yes. They must have a song.
Yeah,
Crew Dragon. I mean, Crew Dragon is a pretty cool name.
I don't know what that is.
That's the spaceship.
Amazing.
Dragon, right?
God, so Elon
Musk. SpaceX may be tapped on the shoulder to help these two astronauts get home because they're only supposed to be on the ISS for 9 days and they're still there. And there is a helium leak on the Boeing, which I'm not suggesting has anything to do with the company itself, but I'm just giving you the facts.
So what they're effectively going to do is call an Uber and it's going to be a Tesla that rocks up. And take them home.
Yes.
And can we just not sort of, let's just acknowledge the fact that Butch and Sunny seems like a buddy cop movie. rather than two astronauts.
This is the best marketing I've ever seen from Hollywood.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
One of the things that's not spoken about a lot during winter is that it is just a terrible time for drying.
Get yourself a dryer, mate. Changed my life. It actually hasn't. No. I've used it like 3 times and each time it's been like, oh, I don't know if this stuff's dry or not. I'm taking it anyway.
Yeah. And for those who are incredibly environmentally friendly like myself.
Ty.
What? The dryer isn't necessarily the best option. So you look to hang your clothes out. But as we know, mornings are freezing cold. You get the condensation on it. Gets dark early, not great drying weather. So we've gone for the drying inside the house.
Yeah.
However, a certain member of our household, now I don't want to go naming names, that would be far too mean, isn't overly sort of efficient when it comes to washing clothes and drying clothes.
Is
and
it Jeeves?
Folding clothes.
Yeah, don't be throwing your help under the bus here, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying them barely minimum wage as it is.
Or are you talking about, you're talking about Sandy, the maid.
let's just say it's somebody who,
If you're talking about Dodsy, you're not paying her at all, mate.
Ah, okay. Maybe that's my mistake. That's why there's a bit of a backlog. Because right now, you've seen The Man from Snowy River, haven't you, the movie?
Yes.
The old movie? Yeah. Yeah. Like those marauding herds of wild horses, the Brumbies, going across the plains. That's what our lounge room looks like.
What?
We have so many horses in our lounge room.
Oh. Clothes horses.
Clothes horses. Like, they're just like the Brumbies are wandering through our lounge room.
Yeah.
Because we have so many clothes that are trying to dry. Every single chair, on it at our dining table has a clothes item
on
the back of it.
Same.
We then have laundry baskets, you know, the ones you pop in here, laundry basket.
Yeah.
Not the dirty clothes basket, the clean one.
Do the actual washing.
We've got two of those.
Yeah.
It's got clothes like hanging on the side
the edges of it. Like socks and stuff. Yeah.
Our entire house is just a laundromat filled with horses.
So
right
how
now.
Many horses do you have though?
We'd have to have 4
minimum. Wow. I thought 2 was the old. I thought there was 2 and that's the ultimate you can have.
And we've got 8 chairs.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of stools at the bench too. And 2 baskets.
See, that's how the other half live.
I don't think anyone has 4 at their house. I think 2 is
max. It's a pack of Brumbies. A wild Brumbies. I need Tom Berlinson, whatever his character name is in The Man from Snowy River, to come along and herd up my crew, do the big down the hill, like the famous little ride down the hill.
Add
into the backyard and to the clothesline.
Yep, yeah. Steer them in the right direction.
Yeah.
Cannot dry a single cloth, cannot get anything done in our house. And I don't want to point fingers. But there is a certain ranch owner who is not taking care of the wild Brumbies right now.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Welcome, AJ, from the newsroom.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Excited round of lyrical headlines. And what is the theme?
Well, before we get into that, I had a thought. I was sitting in the news booth hearing you talking about The Notebook and the great film that it is. Walked Remembers Better, just quietly.
Oh, wow.
But with you guys having the idea of doing in the rain scene from The Notebook, why don't I just come in with a watering can and just stand behind you guys and pour it over you while it's going on?
I feel seen.
You're actually tall enough. You'd be able to do that. No worries, even to Cameron Lang. That's great.
Yeah. We don't need more ideas for what Tom wants to do because
already dramatic enough.
I'm going to say no to them all.
You get a tarp. There'll be a splash zone. First couple of rows will get wet. It'll be fine.
Oh, Lordy.
Be fine.
Focus on this one, AJ. What is the theme?
Well, last week I had 2 themes in my head and I ended up having to flip a coin because I liked both of them. Yeah. Went with Dirty 30, but we're going to go to the other idea for last week, which was Legends, in honour of Lingy going to being upgraded in the Geelong Hall of Fame.
Legend.
We're still talking about it a week later. So the theme today is legends.
Okay.
Excellent. You're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. Get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
I think we're ready to play the Legends edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number one.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update, and JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner.
Lingy.
It is the Beatles.
It is the Beatles.
JoJo was a man who thought... Hang on. Just give me time.
Is it the theme song to Degrassi Junior High?
What?
Wake up in the morning.
Get back.
Let's hear it.
Ah, oh, wasn't coming.
I just realised we're going to get a real indication as to AJ's taste in music and what he thinks constitutes a legend. That's fine, Beatles, but everything could be pre-1960, like pre-1970, you know what I mean?
Can I say, you've chosen very well right
I
there,
did actually,
AJ.
I did read through the things where I think I might have accidentally catered this to Lingy too.
Good work. Thank you.
All right, 1 point to you. Well done, Lingua. Question number two, Lyrical Headlines. It's the Legends edition.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. So close, no matter how far, couldn't
Tom,
be much.
Oh. It's Metallica. Nothing Else Matters.
Let's hear it.
Ah!
Superb choices to start,
great.
AJ.
I don't mind that. I'm very, like, this could, it doesn't matter what happens next because I beat Loggy at a Metallica question and I...
well done, Tom.
I will dine out on that for a long, long time. So that's 1 point to each of us, Lingy. You're still here, Log. That's great. Question number three, Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. La la la, 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 la la. When you're feeling sad and low, we will take you where you want to go. Smiling, dancing, everything is free. What you need is positivity. Colours of the World, Spice Up Your Life.
Oh,
gets it.
So it's Spice Up Your Life, the Spice Girls.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, it is.
Damn, I knew lyrics, but I couldn't.
I know. That's how I felt. You could tell.
All right. Well done.
AJ, me and you on a dance hall this Friday night. Damn, it's going to go off.
That might have to go off. It's so tired, wouldn't it? A bit of the Spice Girls?
Absolutely, it will. That's right. All right, tiebreaker. Everybody's got some skin in the game. It's the Legends edition of Lyrical Headlines this week.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update, and I wish I could swim like the dolphins.
Oh. Hang on. Oh, see, I'm thinking of the Bryan Adams version. Does he count as a legend?
I don't think Bryan Adams has done this song.
Okay, I'm out then. I'm done.
More lyrics, please.
Like the dolphins can swim, nothing...
Hang on, I didn't actually say Bryan Adams.
No, you're out.
You're out, mate. You're out.
That's not how it works.
Nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. I'm so close to letting him back in there.
No.
Oh, we can be heroes just for one day. Loggy.
It's Dave Bowie, hero.
Let's hear it.
Not that I didn't want you to win, Tom.
I thought it was We Could Be Heroes. I was like, no, I don't think it starts like that. I think it's close, but not quite. There you go. Well done, Loggy.
Okay. Yes, tick, all legends. Well done, AJ. Love it.
Good on you, mate.
Just sound like my playlist at home, my cleaning playlist.
You are only one back from Tommy in the Lyrical Headlines.
Nice. The fun thing is you two are taking the next 2 weeks off, so I'm going to play anyway.
It's going to be a very one-sided
game. By himself.
Don't think it's not going to happen. See you next Thursday. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Now, one of the toughest things to do is get your kids to eat, particularly dinner.
Correct.
But sometimes anything. I think they go through periods. I don't know about your boys. I guess are boys different from girls? I don't know.
No,
they just
I mean, they are generally, but no, as far as dinner, my pain's in the you know what.
Yeah.
Do you not just say, Bicky time?
Throw them a little treat.
Come get your bickies.
Shake the bag of biscuits.
Well, that's, I mean, Wombie.
Come get
that's
a schmacko.
That's what I do.
Do you want your microphone on for this chat at all?
All right.
So Goldie at the moment, only plain things. We'll only eat plain, so plain pasta, yep. Plain rice,
yep.
Plain bread with butter.
So no colours, no reds and greens yeah, in there.
And no flavours. Don't give me, if it's got flavour, not interested.
Salt? Is salt considered a flavour?
No, but I tend not to give the kids salt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it seems like a counterintuitive thing to do.
Right.
Were you salting up Wombie's biscuits?
Sometimes, if I'm feeling very Macedonian. Yeah.
Okay.
Bit of olive oil, salt.
Got to be, what is it? Saxa
only. Saxa or nothing. Don't come at me with it. That Himalayan salt you can pee off. Anyway, sorry, Tom, continue.
Was it pink? So you get to dinner time and you've made a beautiful meal that the whole family will eat, and then you sort of modify it slightly so that Indy will eat it. And Indy's actually been really good of late. She's doing a lot of eating of what we're eating. So shout out to Indy if she's listening. Shout out to Goldie if she's listening as well. You're very cute and I love you, but I know you only like plain food at the moment. And even then, it's whatever moment you catch her, whether she'll eat or not.
Oh, okay.
She'll run away from the table. You try and sort of make her stay, but also you don't want to sort of have a negative association with food, so you don't want to be shouting and forcing her to, you know. So it's a real sort of tightrope to walk. I think I cracked the code the other night. I got them to both smash their whole plates of food, and I think I know how I did it. And I want to share this with everyone because I know it's a common issue.
Well, I'm hanging on every word right now. I need it.
How? Just quickly, your boys, who was the best eater? Who doesn't eat a heap?
Henry's the best eater.
Yeah, right. Okay, middle child.
Yeah.
He's got to get sustenance where he can.
Yeah, that's right.
He's not getting that emotional nutrition, so he's getting... bless. What I did was I made it a competition. I put dessert on the line and I said only one of you is getting dessert.
Yes!
And whoever eats the most gets to have dessert.
No participation awards, anything like that. There is only one award available. I love it.
And so what I did was I made it a rivalry. And would you believe that my two children are actually quite competitive?
Really? Wow. I'm surprised that you didn't get involved with that.
I wanted to.
Who won?
Goldie. Goldie smashed it, yeah. So she did. Actually, I ended up giving them both desserts.
Of course you did.
Was it because you spent so long at the hospital after one of them choked on a piece of rice because you made them hoover it down?
But do you know what? No, but do you know what I learned about parenting is that if you pit them and get the children against each other... you can get things done.
Get a great result.
And I'm sure there'll be no sort of long-lasting effects.
No.
There'll be no backlash.
No.
There'll be no sort of...
No therapy sessions.
Nothing that will continue into later life.
Do something like, Dad loves you more if you finish your dinner first. Try that one.
Is that how you do it with Wombie?
Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This has created just an entire discussion. That entire break then, we were talking about... what we do with kids on holidays.
Normally
other
we just stare
kids.
Into the void, but this time we spoke to each other.
And we still didn't get a resolution, did we?
No, a woman has set people chatting because she said, we're taking our 15-year-old daughter's best friend on holiday with us this summer. How much should we charge her family? The holiday costs £400, which we establish is about $700-something. But my husband says we should take her for free. You are both on board with that?
No accommodation, certainly no travel costs. But if I would love the parents of the friend to send along a good amount of spending money where that kid can offer, can I pay for lunch or dinner or whatever? Like for their own lunch or dinner. That's about it. You're saying... travel and a com.
I'm saying offer. No, not definitely. I'm saying offer to say, hey, can I pay for some of the accommodation or can I pay for the flights or something? And do it, you know, just being nice and expecting me to go, no, don't worry about it. But then don't be surprised when I say yes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you ever offer this man an inch, the mile will be taken. Let's go to Michelle from Torquay. Michelle, should you have to pay for your kids' friends on holidays?
I feel like you're both right, which is not really a good answer for your space. But I think that generally, if you're just adding someone in, you send your child his money, and you also
give them directly the money for things like Waterworld or what have you, and offer for everything else, because at the end of the day, it, unless it's a flight, and then you pay for that.
You pay for flight, Michelle?
I think so. Yeah. I think you can't expect someone to pay for a flight. I can't.
No, that's probably fair.
Especially when it's going to be expected back if they have a kid.
Yeah, you know? And also, I mean, they're also chopping you out. You get a week without your kid. I mean, how good? Tanya in Lovely Banks, what do you think? What are the politics around taking your child's friend with you on holidays?
I'm with Lingy. You're asking that person's child to come with you and your family, so, you know, you don't know their finances at the end of the day, but, yeah, a good amount of spending money where they can just buy themselves something or help with some dinner or and stuff like that, but you're the one asking for them to come, so you should be paying for it.
Yeah, see, that's a Macedonian way, isn't it, Tanya?
We pay for everything.
Exactly.
Do you think, just quickly, Tanya, do you think there's like a point when you're doing that and you're paying everything for the child where you start to regret it? Like, say the kid starts ordering at dinner and stuff, like, I'll have the steak, thank you, Mr. Lewis.
Yeah. Well, if that was my kid, I would give him the good old Macedonian talk about, you know, like you don't go overboard and whatnot. But, I just think you need to, if you're asking them, you need to pay. And then as a parent, I will actually give the parents, you know, a little bit of money to sort of say, here for dinner or whatever, because sometimes the kid wouldn't think, like, oh, I'll pay for that. They'll just go and buy themselves all crap.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, and if you're anything like, if your family's anything like Loggy's family, you'll give them some cash and a big box of fresh produce.
Thank you for thinking
about child. Why do they sound like they're from South Park?
I don't know. I just had a go. I was too busy going to Kelly from Moolap. Good morning. You're live on the air. What do you think? Should you pay for your child's friend if you take them on holidays?
Good morning. Yeah, I think you should. If you're offering to take someone else's kid with you, I honestly think you should pay for them.
Okay.
So done it before and I'll do it again.
Good work, Cal. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yep.
Did you ever...
If you're offering to take someone else's kid on holiday with you, you know, you're offering, so you should pay. It shouldn't be to the kid's parents.
You're initiating it, aren't you? Did you ever regret? Did you ever get halfway through the holiday and go, oh, my God, this kid's a turd?
No, absolutely not. We had an absolute ball.
Ah, see, Kelly's nice.
I don't know who had more fun, the actual kids or the big kids.
Yeah.
All right, nice one. Mum's messaged me. That was Mum say. I went to Victor Harbour. There we go. I went to Victor Harbour with a family.
Oh, there you go.
Mum said she sent me spending money to pay my way with entertainment costs, meals, etc. She also sent snacks for all. There you go. A box of fresh produce.
And an extra pair of undies for Tom
Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.